It's actually just Jamie Edmonds. Both guys out today. Happy to be with you here on November 3rd. Big election day tomorrow, especially here in Detroit, where we will pick the next mayor of Detroit. And there's also city council to vote on and a lot to vote on nationally. Watching Fox News here in the headlines, there's a New Jersey governor's race. There's, of course, the race in New York City. Let's talk about these races with Ryan Schmelz, Fox News correspondent and WJR contributor, joining me this morning. Good morning, Ryan.
Hey, good morning, Jamie. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? I thought you'd bring up the Lions because you like to give little digs, but you didn't. Appreciate it.
Well, why would I do that? I mean, Minnesota is actually a good team, all things considered. I mean, that was quite a statement they made yesterday. I think it's more so what they were able to accomplish than anything else. But yeah, that was an interesting game to say the least. But I just think that I think the big thing that happened yesterday, it was probably the Lions were still a winner yesterday just because the Packers absolutely laid an egg. So, that was probably the biggest update from yesterday when it comes to who's winning the division.
Yeah, you're my sports fan, so I thought you'd bring it up. So I brought it up instead. All right, let's talk about these races that you're following. I mean, the big one on Fox News is the Mamdani race.
Yeah. No, yeah. Well, and if you're national Republicans, that's probably the race they want to keep in the spotlight. Because the more that Mamdani is winning, the more that they can tie him to the National Democratic Party. And it's been a massive thing that Republicans have done. I mean, you go last Friday, it was just Mamdani, Mamdani, Mamdani when you were watching Speaker Johnson at House GOP Leadership's daily press conference. They've got another press conference coming up today. I wouldn't be shocked if you hear Mamdani's name mentioned several times by GOP leadership. So certainly, I think there's a thought that that might be the race that gets the most media attention, but you talk to Republican and Democrat circles, they might tell you the races that are going to give you the best indication of what's going to happen next year during the midterms will probably be the gubernatorial races in Virginia as well as New Jersey, especially, you take somewhere like New Jersey where, the House races in that state and in New York City or in New York State are going to be some of the biggest implications for who wins the midterms. Well, if Republicans are able to pull off an upset in a state like New Jersey, that's going to be a huge momentum boost going into the midterms, especially on an off election year when we're supposed to be seeing a quote unquote blue wave at some point.
Well, I just talked with our political expert here on our show about this NBC News poll that says the Democrats have an early lead in next year's battle for Congress. So we will get a little snapshot of what people really think tomorrow on Election Day.
Yes, and also keep in mind that Prop 50 is going to be on the ballot tomorrow as well, which is a constitutional amendment that Democrats in California are trying to pass, which would give, at least for the time being, the state legislature the power to redraw its state maps over a nonpartisan redistricting commission, which is pretty much a direct response to Texas drawing new maps in a Republican-controlled state. Democrats are trying to do the exact same to make up and offset those losses. So this has actually lost a lot of momentum recently and lost a lot of steam because, I think the polling on it shows that it's very likely to pass. So I think Republicans' next step, if this does in fact pass, is to go through the courtroom route. And that's, I think, an aspect of these redistricting efforts, we kind of forget about it, that, both sides can do it as much as they want, but they do need to survive the courtrooms at some point.
Yeah, and I think they have like a week candidates to file in Texas, but they're waiting to see if these new lines are going to hold because the three-judge panel hasn't ruled yet.
Oh, yeah. Well, and what's interesting, too, is that in one case in Texas, that a new map that was in the new map, there was a congressional district that overlaps. And it pretty much has a more progressive House Democrat and a more old, quote unquote, old guard House Democrat, Lloyd Doggett. Well, Lloyd Doggett has said that he's going to retire if the map stays as it is, but he probably would have ran for re-election if he would have had his old seat.
Mm-hmm.
So, if the map gets thrown out, what happens to Lloyd Doggett and what happens to Greg Kassar? That's kind of one of the interesting things where, we just don't know what this map even looks like.
Well, you're in the know. You report on this every single day. For folks who are a little on the outside, what race should they pay attention to that would be eye-opening if it goes one way or the other?
I think that, what happens in Virginia.
You think it's New Jersey? Oh, Virginia.
I think it's New Jersey. Yes, I was going to give you a longer answer, but I think that the answer up. Yeah, I think if Republicans are able to pull off a huge upset in New Jersey, then it will be the biggest race. If not, Virginia's probably the swingiest of the states that's up tomorrow. So I think that will probably also, Democrats can definitely spin that as a big win. They'd be flipping a governor's mansion from blue to red, or from red to blue, and Winsome Earle Sears is somebody who's the current lieutenant governor. So I think Democrats would be able to spin this as a big, big victory for the most part.
All right. Well, I'll bookend this with another sports question. The World Series, what'd you think? I was rooting for Toronto.
I think a lot of people were, but, baseball has its face, and it's Shohei Ohtani. And, it's been a while since we've seen, the best player in baseball be in the biggest moments like the World Series. So for the face of baseball to get another ring out of this and to have big moments in that contest, too, is quite
Toronto fascinating. Had the bases loaded, one out. How do you not win?
It's insane.
At home.
Yeah, it's insane.
All right. Ryan Schmelz.
That was hard. That was hard to watch.
I know. Ryan Schmelz, our sports reporter and Fox News correspondent. We appreciate you.
Of course. Thank you.
All right. Coming up next on JR Morning, the parade is coming up, which means the pancake breakfast is coming up, and we get to partake in that this week. We're going to get a preview with Tony Michaels at 7:19. It's time now for WJR's Business Beat, brought to you by shelving.com. We rock your world. Here's Jeff Sloan, founder and CEO of Startup Nation, to spotlight the entrepreneurial tech and startup community on WJR.
Good morning. With the holiday shopping season fast approaching, soon the bells will be ringing, and hopefully so will those cash registers. In a new report from Constant Contact, the Small Business Holiday Outlook Study says this: 77% of small business owners are confident that they will meet their targets this year. And that's certainly welcome news given all the economic challenges both consumers and retailers are facing these days. And the holiday shopping season for most retailers, well, it's extremely important. In fact, the report cites that 60% of small business owners attribute half of their annual sales to this period. And a third of retailers feel the highest revenue pressure of the year during Q4. Now, the Constant Contact report shows that small businesses are responding to this make-or-break pressure with unprecedented strategic adaptation, evidenced by the quadrupling of new campaign launches in the U.S. this year. So says Smita Wadhawan, Chief Marketing Officer at Constant Contact. Further insights from the report shed light on how retailers polled in the study say they plan to attract and retain customers this holiday season. We can learn from what they have to say and apply these tips to our own businesses this season. First, consumers tend to be loyal. In fact, 72% indicate that they return to the same retailers each holiday season as long as they feel the experience is good and they're treated right. 88% will become repeat customers after their first holiday purchase from a given retailer. And that's welcome news because a major expense for most retailers is the cost of acquiring customers and retaining them and getting them to engage. Given that most tend to be loyal, pay for them once and use your loyalty programs and other incentives to keep them engaged. Second, consumers are hungry for promotions. No surprise there. And of course, the most effective promotional strategy is discounts and sales. 70% of consumers say that the key driver for them this holiday season will be the quality and level of desirability of those deals and promotions offered by various retailers versus those offered by others. Third, how to reach those customers? 40% of small businesses polled see social media as the most effective channel for holiday success this holiday season. So there you have it. If you want those bells ringing and the cash registers too, to make it a joyous holiday season for your shop on Main Street, heed this advice offered by the Constant Contact study. I'm Jeff Sloan, founder and CEO of StartupNation.com, the source for everything you need to start and grow your own business. And that's today's Business Beat on the great voice of the Great Lakes, WJR.